You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. This week, we're bringing you stories of domestic violence survivors. And today, we're joined by Carissa Grohn. She's now a happily married mother and student at Indian River State College. But as a teenager, the story was much different.
I think that teen dating violence is definitely something that's very real, and it absolutely happens in our community, in every community. I was a victim of teen dating violence. I was 15 years old with an abusive boyfriend while being abused by my father at the same time.
So that seemed a normal part of a relationship to you?
It did. It did. It was something that I grew up with. I saw it with my, you know, my father and my mother and their relationship that they had. And I knew it wasn't normal, but it was something that I overlooked because I knew that he loved me and I loved him so much.
What form did the abuse take?
There was a lot of verbal abuse. I was always referred to as fat and ugly and an idiot, and I was just very stupid and incapable of doing much of anything. There was definitely physical abuse because I would stand up for myself.
Now, this situation began when you were just 14 years old. Your parents were divorced. You're living with your father. Where did you try to turn for help?
A lot of teenage girls turn to their girlfriends. That's where they go. They talk about it. And unfortunately, I knew several other girls that were my best friends that were in bad relationships themselves. It was like this total persona, or like this idea that it was okay. And, you know, so I would talk about it, and to an extent, not until it got really ugly did I really talk about it, because I never wanted anybody to think bad about him.
What was the turning point for you? When did you get out?
I climbed out when my boyfriend was arrested. When my aunt showed up to my father's house and she saw him in the process of beating me up, and she called the police and he left. That was really the end of our relationship. I did still see him here and there after that. I still, you know, was madly in love with him and was so upset that we weren't together anymore.
Did you ever get help from anybody outside, a teacher or anything like that?
There was one particular time, and it was actually from my father, that I was really, really bruised up. I had bruises all around my neck from where my father was choking me. It looked like I had hickeys around my neck. I had bruises on my arms and on my cheeks, and it was noticed by one of my deans. He was kind of familiar with a little bit of my history, and he saw that, and he goes, I have to report this. He goes, I know you're not going to be happy with me, but he said, I'm absolutely going to have to report this. And he called, and I moved in with my grandmother that night.
And what is the message you really wanted to deliver to people today?
Teenager relationships, while many look at them as just young puppy love and they don't know what they're doing or anything like that, to these young adults, it feels very, very real, almost suffocating. I think that at that age, it's almost intensified more than it is once you become an adult. I just think that all the parents out there, for all the girlfriends, brothers and sisters, looking out for everybody that they care about, to really acknowledge the relationships that are there and that they can get ugly, because to the people involved in the relationship, it is very, very real.
Carissa has been volunteering with Safe Space to help others, although she herself never used its services. The help for others is out there. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts. We've been speaking with Carissa Grohn, a former victim of domestic violence as a teenager. This is Jill Roberts in Fort Pierce.